All right, what's going on? It's Mike Styles. Back at it with another episode of the Mike Styles Experience. Thanks for tapping in and checking me out on this one. So recently there was a shooting at UNLV out here in Las Vegas, and the college went on lockdown, and the shooter, who has now been identified as Anthony Pulido, he was taken out by members of the college's police department. This guy apparently was looking for a job, or he had applied for a position at the college, didn't get the position, and he ended the lives of three victims who were faculty and staff members. Now, we've seen these situations, you know, play out, these same situations play out all across the country here in America. And in a lot of these places where these attacks are carried out, they're carried out in what's called gun-free zones. And the reason I wanted to kind of talk about this is because I'm a gun owner and I carry. But every time a situation like this goes down, it just kind of makes me wonder and ask if gun-free zones, do they make us safe? You get what I'm saying? And I'm asking that question because when these things happen, they usually happen in places where guns are not allowed and in places where people aren't armed. And the people who carry out these attacks, they're looking for places where they can inflict as much damage as possible before anybody will challenge them. Because I think they really don't want to get into a firefight with somebody who has equal or superior force to meet them head on, you know. But in my honest opinion, gun-free zones don't work. And this is something that I talk to my father all the time because he carries as well. And it kind of reminded me of a conversation I was having with him where he said he had to stop going to this one mall because the mall, they put metal detectors at the main entrance of the mall. But then he pointed out that you can enter through one of the main department store entrances where there are no metal detectors present. So it's like, what good are the metal detectors? But anyway, I just think, I don't know. Like I said, stuff like this, when it happens, you know, it just makes you think, and it just, I don't know, just think about it. Think about the fact that we have students, professors, and other staff members at these colleges and universities walking around defenseless in these institutions where they have to rely only on city and campus police to protect them. And I'm just pointing that out because city and campus police, they can't guard everything. They simply can't guard everything. And that's no fault on them, you know. They just can't guard every dorm, dining hall, classroom, and entrance. I mean, let's be real, because I mean that's a lot of ground to cover day in and day out around the clock. And people are expected to live, work, learn, and go about their day at the mercy of anybody intent on violence and chaos. Because we don't know when and where the next situation will happen. Now, there's a university in Lynchburg, Virginia, which is Liberty University, where students, faculty, staff, and visitors are permitted to conceal carry while on campus. And individuals who conceal carry at Liberty must have a valid state permit available at all times and be able to present it upon request. Also, Liberty University's police department provides Liberty faculty, staff, students, and family the opportunity to practice safe firearm handling through their general firearm safety course. And this course includes a 90-minute instructional course followed by a 30-minute practical range exercise. And this is all pulled from the university's website. So I don't know, that school may be on to something as far as a solution is concerned. Now, will it be perfect? Is it perfect? No, but at least it's something realistic that we can build upon and improve over time. Because when something like what happened at UNLV goes down, it's like we go through the same motions, and there aren't any realistic solutions being presented. So everybody just kind of goes back to business as usual until the next time something like this happens. So let me know what y'all think about that. Do gun-free zones make us safe? Should students, faculty, and staff be allowed the option to carry firearms on campuses? And, you know, is this school in Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty University? I mean, are they on to something as far as like a solution's concerned? So let me know what y'all think. And I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care. Stay safe. Peace, y'all.